Log Talk Radio.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Al giving you guys a call. This is the Power to Believe radio show. And today we'll be talking about the power of a compelling vision. You know, we'll be talking about the power that you have and how to actually achieve that, okay? So I want to start off the call by giving you guys a scenario. You know, just imagine the last time you went to the doctor. You see your doctor in your mind's eye, you see him or her. Just imagine that you went to the doctor today, that same doctor, and they had to share some news with you. And the news they had to share with you was that you only got 6 months to live. You know, you only got 6 months to live, and you have a disease that's incurable. What do you do? What do you do? Now, when people hear messages like that, you know, because those messages are real. People do hear that around the world. You know, people really start to ask themselves what's really important. You know, they start looking at what they're doing for work and everything is, am I really doing something that I love, or is it that I'm just trying to make some money here? You know, and people really start to see that if they were put in a position like that, that they actually start to really come to terms with what's really important and what their real life purpose is. So, you know, it's just, that's a good story just to think about, you know. And today my intention in this call is for the listener to know that they can create their own compelling future. With this information given on this call, that the listener can create their own compelling vision within a 48 hour time frame. So that's a challenge to you guys listening. If you don't have a compelling vision right now, and let me give you an example and let you know how you don't know if you have one. If I woke you up at 3 o'clock in the morning and asked you, dead out of sleep, you know, what's your compelling vision? What's your number one purpose in life? Why were you put here? And you can't give it to me just like that, then you need to be listening to this call, and you need to have a compelling vision. So we're going to do it for 48 hours. I'm actually got a group that we started, How to Believe, the Power to Believe. So you guys can either post it in the group or you can post it on the fan page, you know, your compelling vision. Or you guys can do the hashtag, I got my compelling vision or something like that, and just let people know what your vision, you know, for people that either got more clear about their vision or didn't have a vision and finally got clear with some tools that we'll share on this call. So, yeah, you know, some of the tools that you guys want to do to create a compelling vision is you want to start off with, you want to ask yourself a question. You know, you got to ask yourself, what are you willing to trade your life for? And I believe we came up with some questions on how you can find your compelling vision on the page. We came up with 6 different questions you guys supposed to have been writing down. To help you find, you know, your true life purpose. So, you know, you want to ask yourself the question, you know, what are you willing to trade your life for? Instead of, are you willing to trade the rest of your lifetime for money? Or are you willing to trade your life vision and purpose for time that you're putting in? You know, you'll be a lot happier like that. And so the real question is, you know, where do you go from here? You know, where do you go from here? From listening to Al on this call, you know, the real question is, where do we go from here? And, you know, this call right here is the start of your journey for the people who don't have a compelling vision. They just working a job, making a high income or low income. You know, this call will actually, you know, prune out the things that that you knew you're supposed to do in your life and, you know, to live your true purpose. So, so you start off with your vision. Okay. So that's where we start. We'll start off with the vision. And you ask yourself, where do you want to be in your life 6 months from now, a year from now, you know, 3 years from now, 5 years from now, or even 10 years from now? You know, we start off with the vision. And when you when you actually look at your vision every single day, you actually give an impression to your brain to go out and seek things things in your outer world to help you create that vision. So we start off with a vision. And as we know in the Bible, you know, it talks about without a vision, the people perish. So when we think about where we want to be 6 months from now, a year from now, 3 years from now, 5 years from now, or even 10 years from now, we have to start off with a vision. And basically what a vision is just the end result. What does it look like in the end? You know, what does it look like when you can ring the bell and say, I won? You know, what does the vision look like as far as your life? And to find your life purpose, we had put six different questions up here. You know, so some people don't know what it is. So you probably want to ask yourself this question. You know, the first one is, what would you do day to day if you had $1 billion in the bank? So if you had $1 billion in the bank, what would you do? Because a lot of people say, well, you know, they start thinking about their life purpose and they like, well, my life purpose is to get money, you know, so I can go do things for myself and do things for people around me. Well, if you got $1 billion in the bank, you got all the money. So now what do? You know, imagine what would you do day to day after you done bought all the cars, you done traveled all around the world, you done helped out your family, everybody. You done did all that already. Clap, clap. Now what are you going to do from day to day? You done already went to all the beaches. You know, how many beaches can you go to? How many cars can you buy? So if you start asking yourself a question, that'll help you find your life purpose. You know, because we have to start off with a vision, and we can't have a vision unless we know what the purpose is. So the second question is, you know, what do you, the second question is, what would you do if the doctor said to you, like we said before in the beginning of the call, if you only had 6 months to live? You know, a lot of people wouldn't be doing what they're doing right now. And if you guys go back to one of my calls we did on the Power to Believe radio, we did a review on the book, The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. And in that audio, I reviewed the book, and he talks about in that book how you can find your life purpose. And I gave a lot of good clues and a lot of good information on how you can tap into that power to find your life purpose. You know, it was a real good call. I think we done had close to 100 views on YouTube so far, and it's only been up for 48 hours. So the third question you want to ask yourself is, what did you want to be when you were 14? You know, I got this from Ty Lopez. You know, he reads a lot of books as well, and he was talking about in a lot of books that he studied, you know, we need to go back to when we was 14, 15, you know, 16, around that age. What do we want to be then? You know, that may help you find your life purpose. You know, another question you want to ask yourself is, you know, what did people tell you constantly when you were that you were good at when you were growing up? You know, we need to sit down, for people that don't know, we need to sit down and actually write these things down. Cut off the TV, cut off the phone, put it on airplane mode, and, you know, ask yourself that question. So, for instance, like for me, you know, people told me that I was a leader growing up. You know, people told me that people trust me for some reason, you know, that I was a trustworthy person, that I didn't seem like a threat initially to people. You know, so I took that and I said, you know, how can I use this to further advance my own life purpose? You know, so I did the same process. You know, another question you want to ask yourself is, what activities make you lose track of time? You know, and for me, that's that question right there, I know exactly what it is for me that makes me lose track of time. You know, sometimes I forget to eat. You know, when you forget to eat and you so caught up and absorbed in what you're doing, you know, that's a good clue that it's probably your life purpose, you know. And some people may not believe in purpose, but, you know, we all were put here for a purpose. You know, we all, when your father spit out that sperm, you know, on average, it was about 250 million sperm that he put out. And you were the only sperm to make it. So you're special. You know, and what I believe is that, and you're a winner. And what I believe is that we're all winners. I believe that we're all winners. It's just that some of us are more actualized than others. Like some of us actually actualize and wake up and see that we are winners. And then we take actions and we lead a winning life. But I believe all of us, actually know all of us are winners, because we all beat millions of, you know, hundreds of millions of sperm to be here. But some of us haven't woken up to the fact that we are special and that we are winners. So, you know, you need to ask yourself, you know, what activities make you lose track of time? And the sixth question is, what do people typically ask you for help in? So what are people always asking you for help in? Say, hey, you know, hey, Al, I need you to help me out with this training tip or whatever. What are people always asking you for help in? So that may be a, that may be some clues to help you out. You know, that may be some clues. And says in his book, we all know what it is. You know, we all know what it is. Our soul cries out to us and lets us know what it is that we really supposed to do. We all know. Nobody has to tell you. You already know, don't you? That's what it is. And start moving on that. Within 48 hours, we're doing a challenge where if you didn't have a purpose, or if you, or if you really got crystal clear on your purpose, either post it on the How to Change My Life movement wall or do it in our Facebook group, you know, and just put the hashtag, I found my purpose, or something like that. All right, so moving right along. So we start off with the vision. And this is a thing you guys really want to do, take a look at when you're setting a vision. We want to set the vision, you want your vision for something that's so big. You want to set your vision for something bigger than anything you even know how to achieve right now. We need to set the vision so big, we don't even know how to achieve it. Because a real goal, a real outcome is something that you don't even know. You shouldn't know how to do it. You shouldn't know how to do it. Because if you set the goal and you know how to do it, like, oh, this is going to be easy, or this is going to be a piece of cake because I know exactly what to do, then you can call it a goal. But as Jesse Duplantis says, you know, if you're not believing God for the impossible, then you're really not believing. You know, if you're not believing God for the unbelievable or the impossible, you're really not believing. So if we set a goal that's so big that we don't know how to achieve, that's a real vision, because it'll make us think. You know, because if you think you know how to do it and you think it'll be a piece of cake, then you won't really tap into the inner powers that you have to help you bring something big to the world. So we need to set the vision for something so much bigger than anything that we know how to achieve right now. Why? Because when you start to create the vision, your mind acts like a GPS system. You know how some of you guys out there that's listening, you got the fancy cars, you know, like I do. And we put the GPS in, and the GPS gets us to where we want to go. Now, we don't even know how to get to some of these places, but we just type it in, and the GPS just scans the software of the that part of the country and maps out a way through traffic, through detours to get you to your destination. Now, the brain has a part inside of it called the RAC. That's the reticular activating system. You know, I talked about this in the call, How to Change Your Brain, Change Your Life, you know, the audiobook review. You know, I talked about this as well, but it has the something called the RAC. You can Google this. Actually, Google it when we get off the call. It's the reticular activating system. What happens is it goes out there and starts to find things in your physical world to match up with whatever goal that you already chosen to achieve. So that's why we don't need to know how we're going to do it. We don't need to know how. We need to set the goal so big and then focus on it every single day, and then we'll figure it out. You know, the brain will start to show us, and through prayer and dedication, you know, God will start to show us how to achieve that. You know, I think it's a disservice to God, for people that believe in God, I think it's a disservice to God to set a small goal. I think it's a slap in the face, like, you only want to help 10,000 people when there's billions of people on this planet? Come on, man. You know, to set something really huge. So that's the whole point. We don't have to know how to do it. Our brain will help us, you know, figure out how to do it, is what I'm trying to say. So that's the first part of vision. Then you need to find out your why. Now, your why is the motive for your actions. You know, the why is really big, you know, and a little bit later on in the call, I'm going to talk about reversing the traditional process to the process of achievement. I'll talk about that. But speaking about why, you know, why is really huge. Why is, you really need to know why. Like, for example, you may say, I want to be a firefighter. That's what, you know, that's what to do, you know, and how are you going to do that? Okay, I'm going to apply for my firefighter's license. I'm going to go to firefighter school. And that's how I'm going to become a firefighter. That's my vision. But you forgot about the why. Okay, we know what it is. We know how you're going to do it. I'm going to apply for firefighter school. If that's how you do that, I don't have a clue. I'm just talking off the top of my head. But, you know, you go to firefighter school or whatever, and that's how you're going to become a firefighter. If your vision is to become a firefighter, but why? Because if you don't know your why, then when the stuff hit the fan, you're going to quit. If you don't know why, when things are not working the way that you want it to, then you're going to quit if you don't know your why. You know, you really want to dig deep down inside and figure out, you know, why you really want to do certain things. Like a lot of people say, I want to help people. Okay, why? Because they need help. Okay, why do they need help? Well, they need help because a lot of people are hurting. Okay, why a lot of people hurting? You see what I'm saying? We need to keep digging until we reach the bottom. And those are layers stacked on top of each other, all those whys. And that's what's going to keep you going even when the times get rough. You see, these calls, my radio show, my books that I'm going to have coming out, you know, the first one I'm writing right now, these things, you'll see me here in a bigger place next year, 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, until I leave, because I'm on purpose and I have a strong why. I know what it is. I ran from, you know, my purpose for a while. I should have been doing this stuff in 2012, really, really sooner than that. But I just made up excuses. But when you know what you know, it don't matter what nobody else think about you. You know, you just have to move forward. So you really want to find out your why. You know, so like Robert Kiyosaki says, you know, if you can find out the why will produce the how and the what. You know, if you really know why you want to do something, the how and the what, that's you know, second nature. So your why is similar to what the why of a mother or a child or a mother or a father would go run into a burning building to rescue their child. You know, that's the same kind of why. Like they have it's deeper than, oh, that's my child. You know, it's a lot deeper than that. It's deeper things with that. You know, I want to leave a legacy. You know, I want to leave their dream. You know, I want them to have a chance to have their dreams and goals. I'm willing to risk my life for them. You know, it's the same reason why somebody would go and run into a burning building to get their child and risk their own life, you know, because the why is so much deeper than the circumstances, you see? And then the third one is the goal. So if you guys take a look at the picture on the fan page, on the event page, you know, it had the vision, your why, and then the goal. So the goal, what you need to do once you find the vision of what you want to do, and then you find out, you know, what it is, and then you figure out how you're going to do it, you want to start setting micro goals. You see, so we don't have to take these big goals like, oh, you know I need $50,000 to get this big old building to house these battered, you know, these sex trafficking women victims. You know, you don't have to start there. Hell, you can rent an apartment, $400, $500, $600 a month, and start there. See what I'm saying? Micro goals. You don't have to have the big building yet, but start a plan to take little micro steps. You know, if we can do something every single day towards that goal and that vision, then, you know, it'll become a habit. You know, it'll become a habit, and then we'll be on our way to, you know, to living out our life purpose. But just from somebody who's actually doing it, this guy right here, I'm just telling you guys, like, you, for the people out there that's listening, you'll be a lot happier if you just do what you know you're supposed to do. I don't care where you at. I don't care what position life may have you in right now. Do your purpose on whatever scale it is. If you know you're supposed to, you know, women, sex trafficking women who get out of that environment and they need a stable environment, just meet up with them at Starbucks. Start off with that. Put an ad on Craigslist. I'm trying to tell you, it's a power that's going to be like behind you, backing you. You know, I'm starting to see it. Even with other things that I'm doing, I'm starting to see different things actually work. And I feel like certain things are actually working because I'm engaging in this work. You see what I'm saying? I'm engaging in my vision and in the purpose. You know, I'm actually doing it, and I feel a lot happier, to be honest with you. And you can be a lot happier. You know, you can be a lot happier. And I believe that when you actually live out your purpose while you was put here, then it actually affects everything in your world. It affects your relationships. You're happy in your relationships. You're happy in your finances. You know, you're happier in relationships with your kids, with your health. Because a lot of people going to work, like you may be going to work every day and not even, and just procrastinating, putting it off. Like, I'll do it tomorrow. You know, I'll start writing that book tomorrow, or I'll start traveling tomorrow. Because some people may have their passion may be to go around the world and visit different countries and tell other people about it. I don't know. You know, whatever your passion is. So let's talk about the traditional way to find your why and your purpose, and the exceptional way, or the more enlightened way. Now, the traditional way to do it is, a lot of people say, you know, this is what I want to do, and this is how I'm going to do it. But they forget about the why. And then if they forget about the why, if you forget about your why, then you're going to quit. When it gets tough, you're going to quit. So because people never dealt with the how. So the more enlightened way, or the potential way, is we flip it around. So a lot of people say, I know what I want to do. I know how I'm going to do it. And I may know why I want to do it. But we're going to flip it around. And then those people with that plan, what, how, and why, if you imagine a circle, or if you imagine, you know, the word what with an arrow under it, you know, how, and then an arrow under it, why. So we're going to flip that around. So we're going to start off with the meat and potatoes first. We're going to start off with the root cause first, which is why. So find out your why you want to do that, why you want to have that kind of vision, why you want to do that. And then you go into what it is. I'm sorry, then you go into how, and then, you know, what it is. Now, when we talk about how to do it, so you guys may have your compelling vision now, you know, by asking yourself these six questions that we went over. You may have your compelling vision, and you may start thinking, you know, well, how do I do this? I don't know how I'm going to do it. It's so big. It seems like it's going to cost a lot of money to do this. It seems like I'm going to have to know people in influential places, and I don't have a high social status yet. Well, what you want to do is, what I learned from John Assariff, is that what you want to do is, you want to, instead of looking at the how, don't even think about the how. You know, the hows are the domain of the universe, as Mike Dooley would say. You know, we need to focus on the end result, which is the vision. Okay, so now if you came up with the vision, which is your life purpose, you know, we need to figure out how to do it after we come up with the end result. So we basically reverse engineering the whole process. So we're figuring out what the end result is, and then working our way back to today. So when you start thinking about how, you don't have to think about how, right? You got mentors out there. You got people out there who have already done it, and you can figure out their how. You can figure out how they did it, you see, and start reading their books, interviewing them, and getting around them to figure out how they did it. You see what I'm saying? So hold on quick. Somebody calling in. Let me see if I can get them. Hello? All right. So I don't know. Maybe they phone jacked up. But but basically, you know, when you guys thinking about the how, and you say, well, this is so big, I don't know how I'm going to do it, you know, because the how can scare people. I'm a human being as well. You know, the how can scare people. But what I'm trying to say is that we can figure out what other people did and learn their hows. You see what I'm saying? Whatever map that they came up with, we can read their books, their blogs, and figure out the how. So we don't even have to know how to do it initially, is what I'm trying to say. So when you guys creating this strategy, you guys want to have, when you have the goal in mind, you guys, we need to have a strategy, you know, so we need to have a strategy. We need to figure out, you know, what other people have done so we can read their books, like I said, and we can figure out their tactics, and then we'll have a process to follow, you know, every single day. And then on top of that, we need to have habits. You know, we need to have habits of the people that are already, that are already living the vision that we intend to live. We need to have the same habits that they have. You see what I'm saying? So that's, we learn those habits through books, through being around these people and figuring out what habits they have. Because if we can't create the habits of the people that we want to be, you know, as far as our vision, then if we don't create the habits, then it's just not going to happen. We got to create the habits. And then under the habits, you have beliefs. So we have to take on the beliefs of these people who have already achieved this vision that we want to have, you know, who are already living out their life purpose, which just happens to be our life purpose as well. So we need to take on their beliefs, you know, and then under beliefs is, again, the big why. So if you imagine a pyramid going up, at the bottom, we have the big why. Above that, we have the beliefs that we need to have. Above that, we have the habits that we need to have. Above that, we have the strategy, plus the tactics, plus the process that we need to have. And then at the very top, we have the goal at the very peak of the triangle of the or the pyramid. You know, so. Yeah, guys, so this is Al coming to you guys talking about the power of a compelling vision, how to create your own future. It's actually a book out there by Brian Tracy called exactly that, How to Create Your Own Future. And it's actually a really powerful book that talks more in depth about this kind of thing. And so, but like I said, you know, as far as me, you know, I'm actually living out this process here. And, you know, like I said, I just feel a lot happier. You know, I feel a lot happier sharing these messages. You know, some people listening, it may not be for you. You may have already hung up on a call or stopped the video. But I know things that I've said, you know, sometimes I question myself, like, man, did you give a good enough call? You know, did you say the right thing? But you can't say the wrong thing to the right person is one of my beliefs. And I know things that I share on the calls from people emailing me and some people calling, sharing their testimonies. You know, I had one guy that actually shared with me that he had a job decision that he was trying to figure out which job to take. And he listened to one of my audios talking about how, you know, the power of, you know, listening to our own hunches and, you know, which is the Holy Spirit for the Christians out there. And he actually chose one job over the other by listening to my audio tape. You see what I'm saying? So, you know, whatever your vision is, whatever your passion or your purpose is, I just challenge you to just do it, because it's certain people that only you can reach. You see what I'm saying? It's only certain people that I can reach. I don't care how many big time motivational speakers they listen to or have listened to in the past. Only I can reach them. You know, those certain people, only I can reach them. See what I'm saying? And that may be millions of people, or happens to be millions of people. So, you know, it's just like with us going to church. It's just like with us going to church. You know, we may have heard a message over and over and over and over again. And then all of a sudden, the sixth or seventh time we hear it from a different preacher, we automatically get it. And then our whole life changes, you know. And that's the same process. So the whole point is, no matter what you wrote down on that paper as your vision, don't look at your circumstances where you're at right now. Don't look at that. You know, you have to practice what Will Smith talked about. He said that when they were growing up, it didn't even matter where they were at, because they were becoming something so much greater. You see what I'm saying? He was talking about on my video on howtochangemylife.org, you know, the video that he was talking about them growing up, and he was saying that it didn't really matter where they were, because they were becoming something so much greater. So whatever you wrote down on the paper, it should scare you. If it don't scare you, it's the wrong thing. Ball up the piece of paper and throw it in the trash, because your vision should be so big that it scares you. You know, where you're like, how the hell am I supposed to do this? And then you have to depend on powers outside of yourself and inside of yourself. You have to depend on whatever you believe is God. You know, you have to think. You know, you have to start thinking for yourself. And so I appreciate you guys listening in. This is Al Tillman. This is Al Weekly, a spinoff of Power to Believe Radio. You guys need to go to the website and check it out. You know, howtochangemylife.org. Like the fan page. You know, I appreciate you guys liking the fan page. And for people that actually got on the call, if you guys want to email me on Facebook and say, hey, Al, I got on a call, I'll send you a 90-day plan, a 90-day PDF where you can print it out and actually write into it. It'll help you crystallize your vision crystal clear. Email us at support@howtochangemylife.org or just email me on Facebook. You know, you can go to the fan page, facebook.com/howtochangemylife. I believe that's it. We just started it. So this is Al. I appreciate you guys listening in. You know, you guys help me come to life every week, and I appreciate you guys. I love all y'all. Y'all have a good night. All right. See ya.